If you have your Bible, turn to Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. The Bible says, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.' And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast saying, 'Come and see.' And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that he should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast saying, 'Come and see.' And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, and a measure of barley, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.' And when he had opened a fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast saying, 'Come and see.' And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God be my help, on this thought: what's next? What's next? Next, as we see this, the Bible tells us that John said, the Revelator, he said, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals." Amen. Now, who is this Lamb? You say, "Well, preacher, we just don't really know." We do know. I hope you know who the Lamb is. The Lamb is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ that was slain from the foundations of the world. Praise God. That's who He is. Amen. Praise His holy name. And He said, there was a voice of thunders, a noise of thunders, and one of the four beasts said, "Come and see." So we see what's taking place. We see the Lamb, and the Lamb is open in the seals. And now we know the Bible teaches us that the Lamb was given a book. He said there was no one that could open a book. No one could come take the book. But the Lamb of God, that was slain from the foundation of the world, He prevailed, amen. And He took the book and He began to open the book, amen. And He said He came in Revelation 5 and 7, said He came and took the book out of the right hand of Him that sat on the throne. Who was it? It was the Lamb of God, which was slain from the foundation of the earth. Praise God. That's who took the book. That's the only one who was able to open these seals. And the things that prevail from here, praise God, is the plan of God in the end of time. It's what's next, praise God, in the precious things as they play out before a thrice holy God. And He says that as they begin to play out, the first beast says, "Come and see." One of the four beasts, the first beast says, "Come and see." And He said, "I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." Now I want you to notice something about this in the Word of God here that He gives us. This thing doesn't have these people do not have any power within themselves. The power that they have is given unto them. You say, "How come that is?" Because there's one God, and He alone has the power to give power. Amen. Praise God. If we're weak and we don't have power today, then we need to call upon the one that has all power in heaven and earth so that we might be energized in the Lord. Amen. That's what we need today in the last days that we live in the dispensation of grace. We need power from God, the kind of power that comes down and manifests itself to you and me. And He said He beheld a white horse, and now this white horse comes, and he that's on it sat on him. He had a bow and a crown. Now a crown is a representative of deity, but we know that He doesn't have anything that's not given to Him. We see Him coming to conquer, praise God. He has a weapon, but He has no ammunition. Amen. Praise God. I want to say that God Almighty is all powerful, and He can take the weapons right out of the devil's hands. Amen. Praise God. He can empower us to overcome the obstacle phase. But we see this one coming. You say, "Who is this?" Now there's some crazy people people that say, well, this is the Lord Jesus. He comes offering peace. And I want to say that's not the Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God, praise God, that we read about and you're hearing in chapter number 5. He's the one that prevails to open the seals. And he opens the seals and the four beasts, praise God, they begin to see. And they begin to say, come and see. And God begins to reveal to us. Now that's what it causes. It's called a revelation. It's the revealing, praise God, of the last day's chain of events, what God's playing out for me and you, so that we can see them, amen, and we can be prepared and know what God has in store for planet Earth. Amen. Now, I ain't worried about the other planets and the stars, no thing. There's a lot of people, crazy people that's chasing after that, want to go there. I ain't got no desire to go there. Hey, man, they might take me and you there and leave us. Praise God, but I'm glad I got a place where good Lord put me, and I'm just going to enjoy it, amen, till he comes, gets me to take me home to that other place in the portals of glory. Amen. Praise God, I hope everybody's ready to go. I hope you're ready when the Lord calls out to you so that you can rise up out of here and go home to be with him. Amen. But we see this here, this one that's riding this white horse that's offering peace is none other than the Antichrist. And now that word I've told you before, it means instead of. Amen. It also means against. So it's the one that's instead of the real one, and it's against the one that's soon coming. Amen. It's against the God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, he stands against him, but he comes. He comes with a weapon, but he don't have any ammunition. But he comes to offer peace and safety. Amen. Praise God. That's what the Bible said would happen. He had come offering people peace and safety. He said when they begin to cry peace and safety, he said you better look out. We got people today that's trying to manipulate Israel and the little nation of God trying to get a peace. And it's going to be a false peace. You say, how do you know that, preacher? How do you know this is a false peace? Peace? Because there's only one peace giver. And there won't be no peace on earth till Jesus Christ, the peace of God, comes. And when he comes, praise God, he'll bring peace with him. But until then, there'll be offers of peace, but there'll be false peace. There'll be offers of safety, but it'll be a false safety. But when Jesus Christ comes, he'll come to rule with a rod of iron. He'll come to offer up peace once and for all. Amen. When he comes, praise God, he's going to put down all the adversary. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. Praise God. He said when he comes, he's going to touch hearts and lives, and there'll be a true peace that'll settle in here. He said before that, they're just going to be a false peace. Amen. That'll not give any peace at all. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, he says this, he said in verse number 1, said, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Amen. He said, when they shall say, now notice this, they. He said, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Amen. Now you notice he says they. But notice verse number 4. He says, but ye. Amen. But ye, but you, but us, praise God. He's talking about born again believers. He's talking about brethren. He said, but ye brethren are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. For ye are all the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. But now watch this, change around again. For they that sleep in the night, and they that are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. Amen. Glory be to God. Now he's a designation here of ye or you. And he said there's a designation of they. He said, praise God, I won't say they. makes a difference tonight. Praise God. What's next? It's what God's going to do for you and what God's going to do for they. Amen. God's got a plan for you and God's got a plan for them. Praise God. We need to decide whose team we're on. Praise God. Like yesterday, praise the Lord, we had a Bible school and we was called Team Jesus. Glory be to God, youngins. We need to decide whose team we're on. Praise God. There's a peace, but it's a false peace. It will never be peace on earth till Jesus comes. And if we're looking for peace, the only place you'll find peace today is in the heart of a born-again believer looking for the hope that we have in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Glory, hallelujah. He's promised that He'd offer us that peace. He'd give us that peace. He said, but there's a conqueror coming. He's coming forth to conquer and conquering. And He said, it's nothing but the Antichrist and a false peace. But there's a God of heaven who's coming to rule and reign His people. Amen. Satan offers peace. Amen. Praise God. But soon the world will be at war. Amen. He said in verse number 3, He said, when He had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast saying, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. Now red, that type of bloodshed. And the power was given to him. Now notice this. He didn't have no power, but it's given to him. Every one of these have power given to them. Without the power that's given to them, they can do nothing. Amen? Praise God. He said power was given to them and to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth. Amen. Do you see what happens here? Peace is offered, but it's a false peace. People are offered up in safety to abide in safety, but the safety is taken away and war comes. Desolation comes. It comes in this red horse and it comes with power and it comes to take the peace from the earth. He said that they, now watch this, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. Notice the weapon that he has. It's not even his own. Without the Lord God of heaven furnishing him a weapon, he wouldn't have nothing to fight with, but God Almighty furnishes it, and he puts him down there. He sends him down to take peace from the world and to offer up war. And who's he warring against? Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, look at this real quickly tonight. He said that they should be killed. If they should kill one, who's he talking about? He's talking about they. He's talking about those that's unbelievers, those that don't have a trust in Lord Jesus Christ. He's not saying you. He's not saying me. He's not saying ye, but he's saying they that don't believe on Lord Jesus Christ. He said that peace is a false peace. Is going to be taken away, and the sword's going to come, and it's going to conquer and divide. He said there'll be a great civil war. People will be fighting and killing each other left and right. A time of trouble like this world's never seen. Amen. It's fixing to take place on planet Earth. Amen. We need to be ready. Preacher, don't this scare you? Don't scare me not one bit. Amen. Praise God, because I'm not one of they. I'm one of ye. Amen. Praise God. I'm one of you and you're one of me. Amen. Glory be God. We're one with Him, and one day, a little while, we're going home. Amen. Praise God. I'm gearing up and getting ready. Praise God. And He said, I was giving unto Him a great sword. Amen. They shall kill one another. Have you ever seen such violence in all your life? In the world today, people killing each other for no reason. Amen. Just pulling up beside somebody and shooting them out of a car. Going down the sidewalk, bashing somebody's head in with a ball bat. Amen. Just wickedness on every hand. People in Israel being, just people coming down the sidewalk, stabbing people, everybody they can stick a knife in. Amen. Go ahead. Hey, that's just the devil. Amen. It's a precursor to what's going to take place during this time of trouble. Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad I'm a child of God. I'm glad they're going to see this. But praise God, we're not. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad. Amen. The glory of God, God's going to take us home. He said when He had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast saying, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And now you have the white horse, which is false peace. And you have the red horse, which is war. And then you have this third horse, which is a black horse, which represents famine. We see this, if you'll look around you today, you can see this thing gearing up. We've never been in a situation like we're in right now. There's famines and pestilence all over this world. There's a lack of food, and people are hungry. There's people that can't, in some of these big cities. I'm glad I don't live in a big city. There's just people in big cities that go to the store to get their goods and have no goods to get. Amen. I'm telling you what, we better wake up and see what's taking place right before eyes. This word, this precious word of truth, is being fulfilled right in front of our face. Amen. You can see it happening on the 6 o'clock news. Amen. We can see it taking place. He said, and lo, a black horse, he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. Now that's representing, I've told you before, it represents the economy. Amen. The economy is falling to pieces, and it's doing it on purpose. They said, well, you know, we got peace, and we're going to draw everything together, and everything's going to be all right. Everything's equal. There's going to be an equity in this world. Amen. I want to tell you, the only thing it's equity in this world is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say the ground is level at the cross of Calvary. That's the only place where ever anything will ever be equal, where there'll ever be any equity. It's because God Almighty has made it that way. Amen. The ground is level at Calvary. But he said that the economy is going to fold up. Amen. And he says, I heard. Now watch this. He said, I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measure of barley for a penny. Now, a measure of wheat and three measures of barley for a penny. He said that penny was a day's wages for a soldier. Amen. A day's wages. Everything that, in other words, what he's saying, he said, when this comes, when the economy falls apart, it's going to take everything that you can make in a day, praise God, just to put food on your table for that day, for you and your family. Amen. Now, I'm just saying, now, can you see what's unfolding before us? Amen. This thing's real, folks. It ain't make believe, it ain't put on. Amen, glory, hallelujah, it's the real thing. And we see it transpiring right before eyes. We see the war coming and peace is gone. We see famines and plagues that's coming into this world. We see an economy that's crashing. It's a measure of wheat for a penny and 3 measures of barley for a penny. And he says, see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Oil and wine are rich people luxuries. Amen. He said, listen, he said, those are luxuries that rich people like to partake in. But I want to tell you, the Bible says that even the rich, praise God, they'll have their day. They may be able to overcome for a little bit of while because of their financial situation. But I want to say, praise God, that's something that's far more better than a financial situation. And that's a relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's one that said, he's made us a promise, Brother Jeff, and he'd not see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed of begging bread. He said, I'll furnish your table. I'll supply it for you. He said, you'll put first your trust in God Almighty. He said, seek first the righteous God. And he said, all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm glad we can trust the Lord tonight. And God Almighty will provide for his children. Who is that? That's ye and me, praise God. The ones that love the Lord and are looking for his appearing, praise God. We're going to see God taking care of us. Glory. Hallelujah. When the famines come, when the pestilence come, when things come, we're going to see God Almighty moving upon his people, doing the things, praise God, that only God can do. Amen. He told us that, and he promised us that in the last days. He said, we just need to pay attention. We need to be looking up. We need to be observant of what's taking place. Amen. We see these things begin to take place, and we need to be looking up and lifting up our heads. Amen. Let me just read that. I don't want to mess it up. In Luke chapter 21, look what he says. Just tie this together. Luke chapter 21 and verse 25. And he said, there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. Amen. The sea and the waves roaring. See, there's going to be all kinds of things happening around. There's going to be all kinds of adverse things happening in the solar system, and people's not going to understand it. They're going to be perplexed. They're going to be looking for answers or looking for solutions and finding none. Verse 26, he said, men's heart failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Amen. Now he's saying they're coming on. He's talking to the Greeks. Amen. The Luke is writing to the Greeks of that time, and he said, listen, he said, this is what's going to take place. There's going to be these signs that you'll see. Praise God. He said, they're going to be, men's hearts are going to be failing for looking for these things that's coming. He said, for the power of heaven shall be shaken. But now listen to what he said, verse 27. He said, then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Who's those are they? That's those that don't believe. It's unbelievers. They're going to see Christ coming with power and glory. It's talking about the return of Savior glory. It's not talking about the rapture. It's talking about the Savior coming in glory. And he said, they are unbelievers. Is going to see the power of God. It's going to be manifest to them. They're going to see him come and praise God. He said, they're going to shake and quiver. They're going to fear the mighty power of an almighty God. Amen. Listen to what he says in the cloud. He's going, coming in the cloud with power and great glory. But now listen to what he says, verse 28. This is important. He said, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. He says, as you see these things begin to pass, as ye see them begin to come to pass, as ye, you, praise God, see them begin to come to pass, praise God, you don't have to fear and worry like they will. He said, you can be excited because the God of glory is on your side. The God of heaven, praise God,'s got you. And he said, praise God, there's no man. I said, there's no man can pluck you out of your Father's hand. Praise God, with God Almighty, through Jesus Christ the Lord, amen, the Holy Ghost of God, Jesus Christ, through salvation, through redemption, he buys you, he purchases you, amen, off the auction block of sin, and he puts you in the Father's hand, and you're covered by the blood of the Savior, and the Holy Ghost of God directs you and keeps you. Praise God, you're signed, sealed, and good for delivery. And he said, we just need to pay attention and start looking up. What should a child of God be doing today? Looking up. Our redemption draws nigh. The Lord's a coming, praise God, to take us out of here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we see the world, and we see peace, a false peace. We see war, the wages of war. We see famine and plagues. That's overcoming the world. How many plagues have we seen? I believe this COVID mess is just one of the plagues, one of the things that he would see, that we would see before the verse number 7 said, when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast saying, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him. Amen. Listen, he said that fourth horse that comes, he said there's already been peace, and it's been taken away. He said there's been a world that's waging war. He said they've done been, because of the wars, the famines and the pestilence come on the scene. And he said that because of the wars and the famines and pestilence, he said there's going to be a want. He said the economy's going to crash. Food's going to be scarce. Gas prices may even go up a little bit, but glory, hallelujah, I want to say, there's a God of heaven. He said, I'd watch over and keep you. He praised the Lord. He said, if you'll just trust in me, I'll be with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll bring you through, praise God, just like I did the three Hebrew children through the fiery furnace, praise the Lord. He said, I'll be there with you to bring you out, glory to God, and when you get on the other side, there'll not even be a smell of smoke. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. The Bible said that that pale horse comes on the scene. That yellow, gray, that ashen horse. Amen. And his name. Now this is, now if you'll notice this, this is the only one that's named. Amen. And his name is Death. And his name that sat on him was Death. Amen. And hell followed with him. Amen. You might say that death, that fourth horse that comes along, that fourth horse is death. And following that hearse, and hell is the hearse that takes the bodies away. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Death takes them out of here. Death takes souls and delivers them. Praise God. Gets them ready. And hell, praise God, is that hearse that loads them up and hauls them off out of sight. God help us, youngins. He said power was given unto him, unto them. Where did he get his powers given to him? Didn't have it within himself. There's only one that has power. One has all power. It's God Almighty and Jesus Christ the Lord. He has all power tonight to make a difference. Amen. Power is given unto them over the fourth part of the earth. Now think about this. I got to think about this. Boy, I thought, my goodness, my goodness. Power was given to them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. He said power is given to death to take out one fourth of the earth. Now if you figure this, you say one fourth of the population of the earth. And Brother Jeff, you got to remember that the church is done gone. Harpazo, they've been snatched out. They've been taken away. So they've done had a big exposition. I pray God, people exiting out of here. And they wonder where they're going. And all of a sudden, all these things begin to prevail and death comes on the scene and it begins to kill off a quarter of the population. Amen. It's like taking a dollar, praise God, and 25 cents of it being taken away. Amen. He said one quarter of the earth is killed. That's not already gone. Could you imagine the travesty of it all? He said, killed with the sword. That's war. Killed with hunger. That's famine. He said, and with death. Amen. That's the plagues, praise God, that we've seen in the seals. It's already prevailed. Amen. He said, and with the beast of the earth. That's where the pestilence comes in. They say where you got wars and bodies and people laying in the streets, decay all over the place. Amen. They're seeing it in the Ukraine. The bodies is laying out in the streets for the rats and the vermin to feast upon. Amen. And we see the population of the earth, a quarter of the population of the earth. So many people that they can't get them all buried. They're burying people in Ukraine in mass graves. Just digging a big old long ditch and just putting them in there and covering them up. God help youngins. You say, preacher, it's coming. What's next? Amen. We need to be ready. We need to be ready. We need to be looking up because Jesus Christ, praise God, said it'd be this way. Amen. Jesus told us this would come. Amen. I wonder tonight, do we believe the Lord? In Matthew chapter 24. In Matthew chapter 24. The Bible says this. Matthew 24 and verse 4. He said, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Now watch this, verse number 8. He said, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Amen. He said, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall... Now remember, Matthew's talking to the Jew. Luke was talking to the Greek. Matthew's talking to the Jew. Those caught in unbelief, those that's still here. Amen. Those that maybe trust the Lord but not been, but weren't taken out. That may have been saved during a tribulation period. Bible says there'll be thousands and thousands saved during that time. when they'll see that God is true and every man is a liar. Amen. He said, then shall they deliver you up and be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Talking to the Jew. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. You know, the Bible says said that you'll be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Today, in the hour that we live, the Jew is being persecuted like never before. Anti-Semitism is everywhere, all over the world. Even the United States of America is turning our back on it, on the Jew. God, we need to pray. We need to pray for our president. God, get a hold of his heart. He's talking about taking the capital out of Jerusalem. He's talking about making a twin state. Amen. I want to tell you, none of that don't belong to them. It belongs to the nation of Israel. And people hate the nation of Israel, praise God, because they stand, but they just stand for what God gave them. Amen. Many shall be defended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity, lawlessness shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel, the kingdom, shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Amen. He said, this is what's going to happen. The Lord said, this is what's going to happen. And we need to be ready. We just need to be observant. We need to be paying attention. He said, we need to be ready to go home. We need to be ready for the coming of a Savior. We need to be looking up because our redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Praise God. Jesus said this would come to pass. Amen. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter number 4 that John was, he's in verse 1, he says, after this I looked and behold a door was open in heaven. And a voice, and the first voice that I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither and I will show you things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat on the throne, look at what set was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. Amen. John said, praise God, I was here. And I thought, he said, the Lord spoke to our heart. He gave us what God's direction was for the churches. And he said, in the next thing I knew, praise God, he said, I was taken out. Type of the rapture. Amen. After this, you never hear mention of the church again. The church is gone until the end of Revelation. Amen. The church is gone out of that time of tribulation, that time of hardship that God said would come upon the world. He said, as you see the things, the hardships and peace being taken away and things being advocated for in this world that's wicked as the devil, he said, just get ready and look up because Jesus is coming. Amen. He's coming to take us to be with Him where He is, that we might ever be with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. He said, I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that ye which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of archangel and with the trump of God, and when the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. The Lord says, don't be ignorant. He said, pay attention. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Praise the Lord. He said, those that are asleep in the Lord, amen, praise God. He said, don't sorrow as those others, them that don't have no hope. But you, praise God, we believe in Jesus. We believe that He died and rose again. Praise God. And He rose for us so we might rise up with Him. He said, they sleep in Jesus, but praise God, He said, take comfort. Those that sleep, it'll not prevent Him, the ones that are asleep. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of an archangel, and with trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain, amen, amen, living individuals, praise God, going to be taken out of here to be with the Lord. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I'm going to be a type of that is Enoch. The Bible says Enoch was walking with God and God took him. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a strolling one evening. Enoch was the first to walk with God after many generations. And he is walking with God. I can imagine my mind the cool of the evening. And God says, Enoch, son, I love you. I'm just going to take you home with me. You're closer to my house than we are yours anyway. He said, we're just going to go home. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, Enoch went out of here with the Lord. And praise God. I guess he got to eat supper with God that night. Amen. Praise the Lord. God just took him out of here, snatched him out, and took him home to be with Him. Where's Enoch at now? He's with the Lord. Amen. He's with the Lord. He's the God of the living, not the God of the dead. Praise God. And Enoch's living with Him forevermore. Abraham, Isaac, and Moses. Amen. They're with God. Amen, because God is the God of the living and not the God of the dead. Amen. Praise God. What's happening next? What happens next? We see in the volume of the book, God's told us. He said we just need to be ready. Jesus said there'll be a lot of people, a lot of them come in my name, a lot of antichrist. But He said don't believe them, don't trust them. I tell you, I've never seen such deception in my life. I try to read and study a lot of things and look at things and people online and people in articles talking about the things that's not necessary for salvation, like the cross of Calvary, the blood of Jesus Christ. They're crippled too high for crutches. Amen. Without Calvary, without the shedding of blood, the Bible says there's no remission. And it was the shed blood of Christ, praise God, makes possible for what's next. He said, preacher, what's next? I believe what's next is the coming of the Lord for His people, for His church. I think He's coming. You say, why do you preach? Why do you preach this to it? Because we need to know what's going to take place in this world. Because we don't want to be partakers when that false peace comes. Amen. Praise God. We want to go out of here to be with the Lord when He calls us. He calls you by your name. How's that going to take place? Because the Bible says that there's a Lamb's Book of Life. And all those that are born, begin, believers, your name's written in that book. Amen. And the Lamb of God, praise God, is going to take the Lamb's Book of Life and He's going to begin to call out the names. Praise God, praise God. And we're going to go out of here to be with Him. Amen.